Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, to what we did and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hey, my name is Albert.
And my name is Ruthie.
And this is the 200th episode of the Stuff and Junk Show. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Or maybe we should play this. Boom, 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 boom. It's a celebration. But yeah, that's the 200th episode.
I like how we did different lyrics.
Yeah, that's true. So sad, so sad. But yeah, this is the 200th episode of the Stuff and Junk Show. This is like the fourth year? Am I doing my math correctly? No?
Has it been 4 years?
No. That can't be right. It's got to be like, I think we're within the 3.5 point. Yeah. 3 years and
something
a half.
Something like that.
Yeah, 4 years next year. But this is the flagship show of the Who at Worst Why Network. Even though Spoilers Please gets more listeners. Hey, listeners, maybe you should share the show more.
Please share the show.
Exactly.
Tell your friends. Tell your family. We talk about stuff.
Yes. But just to highlight a couple of things that's been happening the past 100 episode, as this is the theme above. Let me see. Let me figure out what was the 100th episode. I think the 100th episode was when we switched to a new opening theme song. We also interviewed the White Axis finally, and we also did the still have the new logo, which we'll talk about that later. Oh, am I looking at the wrong thing here? Hold on.
Which should be new for the 201st episode.
Oh, there it is. I see it now. The 201st episode, we will have a new logo. It's going to... Ruthie hasn't even seen it yet. I haven't drawn it up yet. As of this recording. But when this episode is released, you should be able to see the logo. But yeah, the first like 50 or so episodes of this past 100 episode was pretty much standard stuff and junk. I pretty much covered like certain topics, only like one topic per episode kind of thing. And I know a lot of people like that format. But I wanted to play it up a little bit, which is the reason why back in episode 67, I think. I'm just guessing here. I should be more prepared. But we did.
100th episode, yes, you should be.
Yeah, true. But I did.
Still though, people, please share our show.
Yes, yes. but on the 200, it was called the J&A show. It was me and Jiaming. It was recorded this year, February 6, 2018, and it was, just for technicality-wise here, it was episode 169. Oh, 169, I guess that was part of the joke. 169!
Yes.
J&A show. But yeah, I was doing a spoof of the Kevin and Bean show, and that is one of the main inspirations for this podcast. And then, Jiaming didn't like it so much. So I went to a certain person who's a little bit more open to doing this joke of a show, and it's Ruthie. So yay! So that is the biggest change of the past 100 episode was the past like 30 episode or so. I think it was like 29 episodes or something like that. 69. Let me do my math. 69, 70, 71.
Since we've been doing this format.
Because we started at episode 171, I believe. Yes, correct. Yeah, so it's been like 29 episodes. 29 episodes of the current Stuff and Junk show. It's a little bit, like I said, it's a little bit easier to do this kind of version because we get to like goof around a lot more and we get to cover a lot more stuff per episode as opposed to just dedicating one 30-minute episode to one subject, which can be a pain in the ass to do sometimes. So hopefully for the next 100th episode, this is going to be the format from now or even more so towards the future, 200th episode. So our idea for this episode was we were going to just pretty much talk about things related to us. So it's going to be pretty much a me and Ruthie episode. So from the J&A show, it's now the R&A show or the A&R show. Or
A&R? R&A? Should we go alphabetical?
The A&R show.
Not accounts receivable.
wait. If it's R&A show, then what would that be then? Rest and accessible. Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Maybe we should just move it around. Move along now, Albert. Move along. So recently, I did something that I normally never do, which was babysitting, actually.
Oh my God.
Jessica's friends had to go to her daughter's, like a daughter's friend's birthday party or something like that. I'm just guessing here. So it was an all-girl party, and she has two boys. So she needed somebody to watch over the two boys. And then Jessica volunteered, although she realized, that, I have to go to the doctor that day, which is what I normally do with her that day. So all that's left is Albert. So you. Albert had to watch the two boys.
How old are they?
4 and 7.
Aw, cute.
Right. Yeah, one of the first things I said is like, I don't have to change diapers, right? He's like, no, you don't. Don't worry about it. So they come in. Essentially, Jessica said, like, you have an Xbox. Why don't you just like play that? I'm like, I don't really feel like it. So when the kids showed up, the first thing they did was like, oh, like I asked them, like, what do you want to do? Like, can you watch something? I'm like, sure. And, so I plugged in like my Vudu account on the TV, and then the first thing that popped up there was Avengers Infinity War. So they went ahead and like, oh, watch Avengers. Now, if you've seen Avengers Infinity War, Ruti, have you seen it yet?
Yes, I have. And I actually saw it in theaters.
You saw it in theaters. So yeah. that's probably the most violent Marvel movie so far out of all
Very
of them.
Very violent.
It's pretty violent. It's pretty grim and dark. And I was like, you've seen this before, right? Like, yeah, I have. I'm like, okay, then I guess it should be okay to just show it to you again. So they're watching that. Everything was calm. I was on my computer just working on my stuff. And then the 30-minute mark, they go, Albert, can we play something? I'm like, oh, do you want to play? Do you have video games? I have video games, but you're talking to me here. I haven't really played video games for years. Like, I'll casually get on it, like, maybe for a short while, but I hardly ever play video games, as you know. But as it goes, I have a Steam account, and I take advantage of the Steam sales, which, like, they chop off the price for, like, 75%. And I usually, in terms of the video game world, I buy it more than I play them.
Because you just buy them.
I buy them more than, them. Yeah, because then when it's like discounted, like 95% discount or whatever, you're like, how can I not buy that, right? So it happens like every season in the Steam, they'll do that. So they go like, what games do you have? I'm like, hold on, I'll show you when I get there. So I have to turn on my PC, which I don't normally have automatically on. Turn on the TV, log into my account, go into the Steam app thing, and then it has the games there. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, all these games are like games for me, for like a teenager to adult kind of thing. And I don't
not
see
for
any
4 to 7 year old.
Yeah, not for a 4 or 7 year old. Of course, I don't know what. Of course, the 4 and 7 year old were going, Albert, do you have Roblox? And I'm like, I've heard of the name, but I don't know what that is. I don't think I have it. They go, can you get Roblox?
Is it what it sounds like?
What does it sound like?
Roadblocks?
No. I don't think it's roadblocks. I think it's more like a Lego thing. Roadblocks, I guess. Oh. I could be
Is
wrong
it
about that.
Like that game where you have to get them out of a strategic game, kind of, or no?
I don't know. No? I never actually looked it up. So they asked me, like, do you have Roblox? I'm like, no, but I guess I can look it up. And then I'm typing it, like, does it cost money? He's like, one of them said no, and then one of them like, I think it does. Right? But I was going to go ahead and then do it anyway just to appease the kids, right? But I looked it up in Steam, and Steam doesn't have it. So maybe it's a mobile game only, not a PC game.
Like maybe for iPads?
Right. And then the next thing they go, oh, okay, in that case, do you have Fortnite? I'm like, you shouldn't even be playing Fortnite. Right? So I'm like, no, I don't have that actually. It's like, oh, okay. And then I'm scanning through it and I see Sonic. And they go, Sonic, let's play Sonic. I'm like, cool. All right, cool. I have that one. So I plugged in the Sonic, I think it is like Sega All-Star Racing or something like that. It's a racing game. Once again, I buy these games and I don't even know what they are. So I plugged it in and they were racing against each other. I have like Xbox One controllers for them to play the game because it's a PC, but I can use my Xbox controller for that. You know, so they're playing it, you know, and they seem to be doing okay. And I'm looking at this game, I'm like, kind of want to play too, right? But I only have two controllers. So I went ahead and got the keyboard and plugged myself in, and I can control with the keyboard, which is kind of funny at first because I'm like, I get the directional pad to control the car, but how do I accelerate? How do I shoot my weapons? And that was an event by itself, just figure it out. So here's the one thing that caught me by surprise, because I guess it's different from when I was a kid. But when you're a kid, you have what you call sore losers, correct? Right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's common nowadays for kids today, but I learned that there is a thing called sore winners for kids.
How? Today.
You're right, right? You won. Why would you brag about it? So I'm playing. I'm being the nice adult here. I'm letting them win, kind of thing, right? You know, because I'm just goofing around anyway. And then they win. And then the oldest kid was like, "Ha ha! I beat an adult! Ha ha!
Oh my god!
You're a doo-doo head! Ha ha!" I'm like, "What?" So I'm like, the next game, it's on. Right? So I made sure to play to win at this point. And it was, since I was still learning the game and I'm using a keyboard, I was still kind of learning it. It was pretty close matches, right? And the kid will be like, "Haha, I blew you up." Like, "That wasn't me. That was the computer." "No, it was you. I'm pretty sure it was the computer because I didn't blow up." You know, it was that kind of thing. I was like being a kid again.
See, this is why I never, like, when I do babysit or play with kids, sometimes I don't let them win so that they can learn that they can't always win and that adults will beat them. So therefore, they need to respect adults.
Yeah. So when I do win, they don't say anything. They're pretty much
they
like,
even,
okay,
they don't even
next
react
game.
For you.
They don't even react. They don't like, "Oh, congratulations." Nothing like that. They just like quietly just.
Like nothing, like not even, "Oh, nice. Good job." Nothing.
Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing like that. I mean, I wasn't bragging because I'm old school. I don't brag when I win. So you know, and then that's kind of how it goes with that game. It was weird. The bad side effect to babysitting here was that I started playing video games again. And which is something that I haven't
done. It's addictive,
done.
Right?
Right. So after they left, okay, when they were leaving, he goes, "Albert, can you make sure to unlock the other levels?" Because I didn't touch that game, right? So there were like a bunch of levels that were unlocked, so we couldn't race on them. Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Make sure to unlock the other levels so the next time we come by, we can play those levels." I'm like, "I'm not sure if I'm actually going to play this game again after you leave.
Or if I want you guys back."
Right? So they leave. And then I'm like, "Well, the PC's on and the Steam account is running." I'm like, and I kind of want to test the controller a little bit more because I never actually literally used the controller for the PC until now, right? So like, okay, I know the perfect game to try this on. Street Fighter. I have Street Fighter V.
Woo-hoo!
Right? Once again, a game that I bought on the Steam sale and it's just sitting there waiting. I actually, my relationship with Street Fighter V is more watching it on YouTube, people compete, as opposed to me actually playing it, right? So I'm like, okay, here's a chance for me to try it out. So I put on Street Fighter V. 4 hours later, I'm like, I was stuck playing the game, like back in the old days. And
4 hours
yeah.
later.
I mean, in the beginning, Jessica was like, "Okay, are you gonna go watch a movie? Like you said, you will. I'll probably watch it later," kind of thing. And then 2 hours later, it's like, "Are you not gonna watch the movie?" "No, I'm not gonna watch the movie anymore."
really into games, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was competing. It gets kind of addicting, especially for Street Fighter.
Like you're actually competing with real people?
With real people online.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Those kind of games can get really addictive.
Yeah, because you're like one more guy. I gotta beat one more guy.
I just have to win this one.
Yeah, I can't quit and lose. I have to quit and win, kind of thing. You know? So there's all that stuff. It just kept going like 4 hours later. And I'm like, I saw the movie blog right now. It's kind of bare because the last movie I saw was Searching and I haven't seen anything around it because I was busy playing. You know, so it was like I fell off the wagon in terms of video gaming. And it's all because of the kids.
You were sober for such a long time.
Yeah. And then now it's like I have to play. But you know, like as long as I don't turn it on, I think I'm okay. If not, it will be
game over.
Good one.
Right. So yeah. So that was my experience babysitting. Do you have any tips for next time?
I guess just prepare toys. Sometimes or games, like games that you can actually play with each other instead of video games, like try running around with the kids. You guys have a backyard, right?
We do, but like, I don't. I myself don't like going to the backyard.
Well, you kind of have to with kids. It's a thing.
I'd rather not.
Get a ball or something and throw it around.
I'll throw it around.
Like, no. Or come up with like some kind of physical games or like made up games or something that gets their creativity going. Cause then like, that's how you kind of keep their attention on one thing for much longer. And then also the best thing is if you're babysitting for such a long time for like, let's say 4 or 5 hours, how long were you babysitting for?
Just an afternoon. So it was like maybe 4 hours.
So did they nap?
Did they what? Oh, nap. There was no napping. There was no napping.
Yeah, because they weren't tired. So running around for like the first 45 minutes and playing active games, by the second or third hour, they're going to start getting sleepy. Then you might get a nap from them.
Well, I guess.
And then put them to sleep. And then you get some time to yourself.
Yeah, that's
more Street Fighter.
That is true. That is an idea. Oh, speaking of video games, before I forget this part. So after they got bored playing the racing game, even though they went back to it afterwards, I went to look for other games that I could possibly play. And then I came across an emulator on my Steam account for old Sega Genesis games. Right. Mm. So I plugged in like the old school Sonic the Hedgehog from 1991. Right?
Oh my God, I love that one. So, I used to play that one all the time.
So far, they seem to get the idea of going from the left of the screen to the right of the screen. They run. You know, I had to tell them how to jump. I had to tell them that they can duck. I had to tell them that they can turn into a ball and go fast kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to learn all that. So that one, it wasn't as much of a learning lesson for them. It was until they played Golden Axe. Golden Axe, which is a game that came out in the arcades like in the late 80s. So they played that game. It was very fascinating watching kids of this day playing a very old game because they're so used to 3D space in video games. This is like a side-scroller brawler, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't know how to jump. They didn't know how to avoid potholes on the screen. You know, they didn't know
how. Because it's 2D.
It's 2D. They didn't know. They didn't know how to align themselves with the enemy to actually hit them. You know, they had to like learn all that on the spot. You know, and it was very fascinating to watch. It was like, okay, this is interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually funny. Like when you put a laptop in front of them that's not touchscreen. And yes. You point at something at the screen to show them where to bring the cursor. Mm-hmm. They'll try to touch the screen.
Right. No, but my TV, because my HDTV is my computer monitor for my desktop. And mm-hmm. there are times where they'll touch the screen. And I'm like, no. Stay away from the screen.
It's like, no, it's not touchscreen, baby. Like, I'm sorry. No.
Exactly.
You have to use this pad to see the mouse moves when you touch the pad.
Yes. But yeah, there you go. That's my experience babysitting.
So while you were babysitting kids, and congratulations, by the way, for your first time babysitting. Very proud of you.
I don't think it's my first time per se. It's just that it's the first time in a long time. The last time,
and by yourself.
And by my, yeah, I guess so. I guess I was by myself. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good job. Good job.
All right, go on.
I renovated-ish my bathroom. And I say renovated-ish because I rent, so I can't do anything permanent. Obviously, it would be a waste of money if I demolish my bathroom and redo it, and lucky landlord if I do that. So my bathroom kind of had this grandma chic thing going on where the door on the inside was painted powder blue. The tiles had this, like, some fake marble with some embossed embellishments.
Is it linoleum? Linoleum. There you go.
I wish it was linoleum because I could at least rip that up. No, really? It was actually, it's like faux marble printing on a tile.
Oh.
And like the whole bathroom, all the bathroom walls are tiled.
Oh, okay.
You know, modern bathrooms nowadays are just tiled like only like up to waist high outside the shower or like none at all, and the tiles are only in the bathtub. No, my entire bathroom is tiled, like up until the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Well, not the ceiling, but like the walls all the way up to almost the ceiling.
Okay.
So, like, it just, I couldn't stand. Oh, and my faux marble counter vanity was like this black with green veining. My other cousin called it, my porn bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It looked like very 70s, late 70s, early 80s porn chic kind of motel look.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Go on.
Exactly. Yeah, that exuded just that. So and there was this unnecessary extra cabinet on the opposite side of the wall, away from the medicine cabinet. That was absolutely not needed because there was like storage everywhere in this bathroom, right?
Okay.
So I ripped out the cabinet on the wall, replaced it with a more modern towel holder that I had from my last apartment. And I changed out the towel bars. So I basically ripped that out changed it out to a regular silver one instead of leaving that crystal dirty plastic one. Changed out the paper toilet holder to match and changed out the curtain, shower curtain holders, because that, for some reason, it was like bolted to the walls. Like it was literally like the whole shower curtain, instead of just being outside and kind of tension rod from wall to wall. No, it was like they bore a hole through each side of the wall and put a really, really long shower curtain rod through the walls.
Now, that makes you think, was it built that way or did somebody else do this?
Somebody else did it, because that bathroom was definitely not original. They redid it. But it's almost like they redid things in this apartment to make things last 100 years. But it's like, no, you can't do that, because then things get old and you need to eventually change them out. You know, it's not made of gold where it's supposed to stay there forever. But anyway, so I pulled that out. I got a new shower curtain rod to match the towel bar, etc., chrome. I changed out the faucet because, yeah, my porn chic rental faucet was not working for me. So I was like, let me just spend the $35 on a nicer faucet from Home Depot. Got that, changed it out myself, which my boyfriend was like, you're crazy. Like, why are you even doing all of this? And you're changing out a faucet? Like, how do you even know how to do this?
I'm like, wait, you're doing it by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long was this taking you?
It was a process. First, I changed out the faucet. Then on another night, I covered the cabinets with this Moroccan trellis wallpaper, peel and stick wallpaper.
Okay.
So now instead of like this marbly green concoction with rose petal, doorknobs, now it's like gray with white Moroccan trellis and silver knobs. So it looks a little bit more modern.
Now, I'm assuming you have another bathroom to use besides this one, right?
No, this is my only bathroom.
Wouldn't there be a problem if you need to use it? And like, no, it's still being worked on.
Well, let's see. Each project, like each piece took about 3 hours. So like taking out the cabinet maybe took like an hour and a half. That was on one different night. On another night, I changed the faucet. That took me like 2.5 hours because this vintage sink was just killing me. And then on another night when I had the apartment to myself, I was like, let me do a night project and start covering all these ugly cabinets with some nice peel and stick wallpaper that I actually like looking at. That took me about from, let's say, 10 o'clock at night to about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And then when I went to change out the curtain rod, adding wallpaper, I put countertop, countertop grade faux marble contact paper on the countertop.
Okay.
And changed it from a black and green porny marble to a classic white and gray.
Did you say porny again?
Porny.
Corny? Porny?
Porny. Like porn.
Still?
My porn marble.
Still with this?
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la.
Very much exactly. I could not wait. And I actually have yet to post pictures. So listeners, when you hear this, please check out my Instagram for the before and after pictures.
Yes.
So covered that. It's two layers, by the way. There's like a little shelf, like a skinny shelf above the main countertop. So I covered that with the faux marble contact paper. Covered the one around the sink, and then I proceeded to put the wallpaper up. And I just basically what I had to do was make sure that the tile was clean, so that the wallpaper would stick. And I just used what I used for my kitchen. If you look at my Instagram, I use the same wallpaper for the walls and the counter and for the counters in my bathroom.
Wait.
I basically just made it go all the way, like to cover all the tile, because I was just so sick of looking at that tile.
But you want your counter to have the same design as the wall? Doesn't it just blend in like camouflage?
No, it's marble.
Oh.
It looks like marble.
I see. Okay.
It looks like matte marble, and then the walls look like a grass cloth wallpaper.
Okay.
So that's what I used.
I guess it helps if I also have a visual, but all right.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it in a little bit. I've been kind of putting it off. And I changed the doorknob too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and did I mention I also painted the back door, the door be like when you walk in and you close the door, that part of the door that you're looking at. It used to be baby blue, so it's not anymore. It's white.
Okay.
So everything looks really, I think I did a good job. Everybody that I show it to goes, oh, it looks like a hotel. So I'm like, yay, mission accomplished.
That's a really good compliment, actually.
Yeah, I know. And it's like compliment after compliment. They keep saying, it looks like a hotel. It looks like a hotel. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, they were all like.
Yes, and you're crazy, girl. I get that a lot, too. And so from that, like, I showed it to a couple of friends, and I have a friend who's actually from LA. I'm working now with her to kind of temporarily renovate her bathroom. And again, renovate-ish, because she's planning on she actually owns her house. So she's planning on redoing her bathroom in a couple of years. But right now she just wants to kind of make it her own, just something that she can stand looking at for the next 2 years or so. So we're kind of doing like this Parisian chic, but not too literal in a way, but have that romantic feel, since it's like she has her bathroom and her husband has his bathroom. So they kind of each have their own themes going on.
Okay.
And I actually I'm actually working also on another somebody else's kitchen. Again, it's a rental. So another renovate-ish.
Oh, for, all right.
By just painting and refinishing cabinetry, so they won't have to rip it out and replace it, because there's no need to if you're only renting. And just to recover, to refinish their countertops.
Nice.
And possibly change out their faucet. Possibly.
Nice.
And maybe retile their floor.
Yeah.
Maybe. With linoleum tiles this time.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, thank you. And when I did all the calculations for that kitchen that I'm going to do, it should come out to under $300 with new painted cabinets, new painted walls, new light fixtures, faucet, backsplash, and countertop. Yep. Yep.
Well, you know, whatever it takes to work. Whatever it takes.
So do you have any questions for rental Reno tips?
Hell no, to the no, 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 hell to the no, to the no, 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 hell no, no.
No, but seriously.
Nine.
I take it you will not be touching anything that requires changing up anytime soon, right?
No, oddly enough, if anything needs to be changed, usually Jessica's in charge of that, so... There we go, because I'm a typical guy, I guess. It looks fine.
Oh my god, yeah, you guys. And then every time it's like, why are you even doing that? You're renting. It's unnecessary. You're spending money for no reason. I'm like, because I don't like the way it looks. I want to be able to stand it when I take a shower and get out and feel like I'm still clean.
Yeah, you don't want to have to say,
what in God's name is that thing?
Exactly. Every single time I get out of the shower, I feel like I have to jump back in because it was a porn bathroom.
Oh, porn bathroom? Okay.
Oh, you touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
All right, and let's go ahead and take a look and see what's going on. This is the Albert and Ruthie edition. So what's going on with us? Well, I'll go first. I recently got new shoes. It's been a couple of years. It's been a couple of years since I got shoes, and it was about time because I was getting a hole in my work shoes. So it started off from that. Like I needed to replace my work shoes, and then when I was there, I'm like, oh, buy one, get one at half price. I may as well start changing up my shoes now. So
Yeah. There you go.
I got new shoes. And of course, I've got to the point now where I don't want to tie shoelaces anymore. So all my shoes are slip-ons. So comfortable. Yeah. Skechers. Slip-on shoes.
Oh, is it one of the Flyknit materials?
Flyknit? What is Flyknit materials?
Like it's knit stretchy on top. You just slide your shoe in, your foot in to the shoe.
I cannot say yes or no to that answer. But either way, they're designed. It's like, you know, it's like Vans. Vans you can like slip on kind of thing.
Yeah, those shoes were awesome.
One of the new shoes I got actually has like fake shoelaces crisscross on the front, but there's no shoelaces to tie. You just put your foot in and you go because I'm lazy.
Oh, yeah. Like put one of those Converse things that just like it just goes over, but they're actually stretchy. So you just slip it in.
I want to say it's stretchy, though. I think they're designed so that a foot can easily just go right in, and then you're set. Yep. So I got new shoes.
Very nice.
Yeah, Skechers. Well,
speaking of getting something new, for my bathroom, I got an elephant butt poster to hang on the wall.
An elephant butt poster.
Yes. It's a picture. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show, but I am insanely in love with elephants. I don't even know how many elephant things I have in my house. I have something from an elephant candle holder to a couple of elephant throw pillows to an elephant scarf and throw blanket to elephant wine holders to elephant displays elephant salt and pepper shakers.
There's no such thing as the year of the elephant. You're not a year of the elephant.
I like elephants. They're cute.
Yeah, that's fine. Because they have a nice little
and they're a sign of
trunk.
Good luck.
They're what?
They're a sign of good luck.
They're a sign of good luck. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember when we were growing up?
There was a lot of elephants in my house. That's true. My mom and dad did have a lot of elephants in the house.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's the reason why.
I wanted to carry on the tradition, but without the elephant, elephant garden stools.
Yeah. Fair enough. Click and go to the show notes. There is a link to Ruthie's elephant butt poster. So if you want to get it yourself, there's a link for you to get it yourself. And speaking of animals, as one is right in front of me right now, my dog is very picky among people. And by that, I mean that he doesn't like men. He's a boy himself, boy dog, but he doesn't like men. He only likes me, essentially. So whenever there's a guy in the house, he's like either like, you know, roof, 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 and walks away kind of thing. Or he'll just go ahead and like not growl, but bark kind of thing, and then walk away kind of thing. So my co-host for Spoilers Please, Jia Ming, he comes over to my house to record. He's a guy, and every time he comes by, Sherlock will be like, roof, 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 roof. You know, it's that kind of a thing where and then he'll go, easy boy. And I always tell him, the reason why he's mad at you because you always antagonize him. That's one thing.
I can see Jamming doing that.
Yeah, but very recently, like the last recording we did, he actually was okay with him. He was like nearby. Yeah. He was wagging his tail. He had a nice look in his face. You know, Jamming was able to. He wasn't barking. You know, he wasn't growling or anything like that. Jamming was able to pet him and all that stuff. He just kind of casually just stood by next to him. You know, like it was all normal for him. I don't know what changed. suddenly he's like, you know what? You're okay now.
You know, it's been years. I think it's about time I give you a chance.
Yeah. So that's definitely like big news for me. So yeah, pretty cool.
Aww.
Good job, doggy.
Aww. Speaking of fur balls, well, not so much fur. So I have extremely, extremely long hair, not because I'm actually growing it up, but just because I'm too lazy to get it cut, and also because I haven't had a proper stylist in the last few years, so I just rarely get it cut because I don't like it when people mess up my hair. So it's gotten to the point where it's like down to my hips. It's like really long.
Okay.
And so I was walking around work yesterday, and a couple of people were like, oh my God, your hair has gotten so long. I was like, yeah, I know. And I visited another coworker who was sitting, and I go, it's funny because her name is actually Susan. I go, Susan, look how long my hair is. And she goes, yeah, it's actually really long. Oh my God, you need to get it cut. So I go, actually, you know what? Why don't you cut the tips? Just like cut the tips off. It really needs to get trimmed or something. Okay. And she goes, and I was half joking. But I mean, I have over 30 inches of hair. So 2-3 inches really won't hurt. So I go, yeah, cut it. She goes, really? Yeah, you're crazy. I said, no, do it. It's fine. So I try to pick up, I proceed to pick up her paper scissors, and she goes, no, don't use that. I have better. And she opens her drawer and she takes out these huge pinking shears for cutting fabric, which are really, really sharp. And I go, ooh, those are actually better. And she just like grabs the bottom of my hair and starts cutting 2 to 3 inches off. And she takes it out and she holds, and she has me turn around. She goes, look, I turn around and she's holding a bunch of my hair in her hand. And I was like, oh my God, you actually did it. That's so weird. And she's like, you are crazy. I love it. Your adventure is just like me. So we basically just had a good laugh. My hair is 3 inches shorter now, thanks to Susan.
Okay.
And yeah, it was, I tried to offer her a piece of my hair, but she said it was weird. So I guess it was weird. I brought it home, but I guess it was weird. So I threw it out.
3 inches for guys, not really noticeable.
No, not really for guys.
Yeah. It's either, for us, it's either short hair, long hair. Short hair, long hair. That's it.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, yep, yep. All right. And that is what's going on with the Albert and Ruthie edition. Well, listeners, this was episode 200 of the Stuff in Junk Show, recorded on September 5th, 2018. Thanks for joining us. Ruthie, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Grace13, that's GRRACE13, for random pics, travel pics, food pics, cat pics, and DIY pics.
And also the renovation thingy pics?
DIY.
Oh, yeah. DIY. Do it yourself. Yes.
DIY or Reno pics.
Reno? Like the casino? Reno?
Like Nevada? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. like renovate-ish.
Renovate-ish.
Renovate-ish pics.
Oh, that kind of renovation.
That kind of Reno. Reno.
I was thinking like Reno more of the...
Reno, Nevada?
Yes.
Oh, so should I say Reno then, not Reno?
No, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Renovation. Reno.
Reno. Reno.
No, maybe you just don't use it at all.
DIY.
And this is Albert. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Albert5x5. You can find me on the I Saw That Movie blog, which I've been neglecting because I was playing Street Fighter. You can find me on the Spoilers Please podcast, which is where Jumping is from, Extra Stuff Extra Spoilers podcast, and the Weekly Comic Strip with Lewis. And if you want to send us email, send them over to whowhatwhereswhy@gmail.com. If you want to leave a comment, head over to our Facebook page or through our website. If you want to show your support, head over to whowhatwhereswhy.com/support to find out how. Music has been provided by DY Axis. Find them at dyaxis.com. All the links and information can be found at whowhatwhereswhy.com. All right, so as I mentioned in the very beginning, this show will finally have a new logo. It's not going to be just me. Ruthie is going to be on the logo as well.
I'm going to be on it?
Yeah, of course you're going to be on it. So Ruthie,
I am?
Yes, you are. I guess maybe I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said something. But yeah, you got to be on it.
The R&A or the A&R?
I guess. A&R, R&A, something like that. So Ruthie's going to be on it. But I do want to announce also that I'm going to finally go ahead and actually use the Who What Worst Why Instagram account. Traditionally, I've only been using my account for Who What Worst Why purposes. But I think I'm going to finally use the Instagram for Who What Worst Why. So the first picture should be that logo. So as you're listening to this episode, head over to Instagram.com/whowhatwhereswhy, and the logo should be right there. But if you want to follow me as well, feel free to follow me, follow Ruthie as well. So all that would be. So essentially the Who What Wheres Why Instagram will pretty much just be the logos or the episode art. Because right now they're just kind of stuck in the website. And I think I'm going to start trying to spread the word out and through Instagram. Instagram will be the main social media for Who What Wheres Why. I know Facebook's there too, but there's only so much traction
on Facebook anymore.
For Facebook. Yeah, I know. I mean, there are some people who go to our Facebook, but not as much. I'm hoping Instagram will change that. So that is something new that we are trying since it's been the 200th episode, because 250th episode is just 50 episodes away. So hopefully by then we'll have bigger announcement, maybe. All right. Well, I said a bunch of things today, but thanks for listening.
And it's time for me to go to sleep. Thanks for stopping by.
Until next time, this has been another podcast on the Who, What, Worst, Why Network.